Brothers Radio. Believe it.
Yeah. It's Nitro, Mr. F for Hype. Got my girl Roche all up in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doing it real good. Hey, sing that. Let's go, black. Hey, black.
I feel it for that little something. She gives me love. It's so easy to get me.
Yeah.
Shut to the spell that you do with them.
Okay.
Lay it on me, girl.
Using the virtuality of virtuality in the mix. I'm telling you, it's very, very powerful. Virtually yours, right here on Care Voice Radio, the edutainment station. Topic today is the power of one equals two. Does that add up? Really? Let's take a look. Virtually yours. Bring joy into the conversation as you are in the virtual world. It begins with you. You are the one. And you're building against all the odds in the world. The same reality that you were in for brick and mortar applies now. And you are the keynote for the future. I've been looking around a little bit on the internet and kind of catching up with the news and everything. And I really stopped to kind of rethink everything that has been going on. I have a little scratchy throat, but I'm still going to continue and we're going to make this happen. All right. But let me continue the song really quickly, grab a little bit of water and come right back. I just love the authenticity of this show. If you're feeling good, if you're feeling bad, you still got to do what you got to do. Scratch your throat or not, you've got to push through because we are virtually yours. Now, the conversation in terms of saying one or the power of one equals two means in this particular frame of reference that you as the entrepreneur or the worker working from home, whether you are a virtual assistant, or if you are the person plotting the course for someone else's company, or your own company for that matter, you are the keynote, you are the one. And your goal is to influence another, which gives you two. So it equals two. But on top of that, the one that becomes the two already exists inside of you because you're having a conversation with your mind and your mouth. So what you tell your mind through your mouth and what you express becomes extremely urgent for two. Because this is where we all are right now. I reflect on my own personal story inside of this conversation also. And that's why I recognize this conversation is important. At least it's important to me and it might become a value to you. And hopefully it does become a value. As we look at work, we realize that the old paradigm is moving away, and we're asking ourselves, can we use what we know for us? Because everyone appears to be doing a similar thing, and yet the answer is yes, we can do what we need to do for us. Because no matter what happens, your customer base will be secured with your understanding of you, the one, yourself, and what you offer. And the question in cyber world has always been the same that has been in the real world. Content matters. What are you offering that people need, want, desire, and can afford? That's the first thing I asked myself. And I had this conversation with a young lady, and I mentioned it on another show. And she said that, hey, I can't afford your course. And what does affordability look like? You still have to eat, drink, and be merry. Because what I realized, and it's being spoken of today in the news too, is that a major person in the fight against COVID suggested that you relax yourself, forget vitamins, you relax yourself and allow yourself to be the one who carries the vision, the mission, and the calmness that is really necessary to assist your immune system. I found it flawless in conversation while I was reading it. But I've been saying it from the get-go. I've been hearing a lot of things spike. Victimization of others, victimization of businesses, and all kinds of other things. And why do we keep doing that? You don't have to really worry about how you are going to get where you're going as long as you know what your course looks like online, in the virtual realm. Now, I know someone will say, Arby, that's easy for you to say. But how do we know? I will tell you this. When I first got started online, a lot of folks were telling me I'm not right. Nobody wants it. And now everybody wants it. So how do you make yourself valuable? Well, number one, provide, like I said earlier, an opportunity to research and see what people want, what problem can you solve through providing servitude. Number two, give yourself the right or honor the right for yourself not to want to panic. I know that's a little difficult because we'd rather run and hide when we face negatives in our life. And when we are hungry or have no money, we would rather hide because we don't want to be embarrassed or tell other people this is what is going on with us. But that core group of people who fell in love with you when you were offline and when you were doing brick and mortar, those people may have some problems, but call them up. Remain authentic. Remain present in their space because your one equals their two. Your one is very vital. If you do not show up and show out, people will forget that you exist because they're handling critical mass issues more than they have done in several generations. It's not an easy gig. By the way, the name of this song that I was playing for you is by Starway Production, Starway Studios, and it features Rochelle with Nitro, right? So Rochelle fed Nitro Eva Hype. And he's a really great rapper and artist in general. And the title of the song is You Are the One. All right, let me play a little bit more of it and come back to you so you can get the drift. And then we'll probably play it again throughout the show to give you a general dynamic of what the song is. And then perhaps you can look it up online and purchase it. Okay? Customer care, you are the one. Listen to the lyrics, man. This is a sweet song. So you want your customer to be in your life and be by your side. You want your family to be in your life and by your side. But guess what? I learned a long time ago that to succeed, you ultimately end up depending on the love and passion of alleged strangers, people you never knew, because they have no preconceived notion of who you are, and they don't look to block you. They don't know what you have to offer that can solve a problem for them. So again, your one equals two, yourself and others, or self. self and other in this case. And I've always looked at that particular thing because when I took my degree, I recognized, you know, Aubrey, you may love business, but you don't really love business. You started 11 years old doing business because it was a necessity for you to eat and you had to feed yourself pretty much. And you look at who are you serving? You are serving human capital value. That's the other one plus equals two. Because it's important to understand that equal two is always with you. Your mind, your body, your thinking, everything is always there with you. So get excited about that as part of the process. Don't think you're always by yourself. I always tell people you're not alone. And they're like, what do you mean I'm not alone? I don't have anybody to help me. Nobody's supporting me, but people are always helping you. Your invisible too could be the person who's listening to your show or watching what you do, and they really have empathy for you, and they decide that they're not going to tell you that they're helping you. They'll just go out and tell people about your business, and they will send people to your business, and you would be surprised that one day you might be talking to them, and they tell you, oh yeah, I used to send people to you all the time. I thought you were a really nice person and you worked really hard. I saw you in there in the morning, whether they were customers or not, or customers, but you really worked hard and I respect you for that. So I sent people to you and I told other people to go visit your store and buy from you. And you don't have to thank me. It was a pleasure to do it. So you're one inside of the conversation online right now as a virtual entrepreneur. And as you take your virtuality and you mix it with your brick and mortar, those values, that you, aspirations are still available. And quite frankly, maybe you were not paying attention about all of these pieces that were very relevant and prevalent and necessary in your life. For me personally, I'm constantly doing that because my authenticity has to be there in order for me to even earn anything or grow through the pain and the suffering that comes with being an entrepreneur. It's not an easy gig, and most people will assume that it's easy, but it's not. And I'm repeating what many of you already know. But the two becomes the one, two, one, two, one, two. Each one teach one, push one. So in other words, you're the one, another person is telling about your business, that makes you two. So that's a secondary growth that's going on for your business that you may be or may not be aware of, but it's actually working. And all of a sudden, you have an escalation in business and you say, thank God. And you should thank God if you're a believer. If you're not, you should still do it because it's fun. That's my perspective. You don't have to buy in now. But the power of the one is what created the change that you needed to see. One person had to stand up and say, I've had enough is enough. I've seen myself work, and that's what I did. I looked around at my life and I said, Aubrey, you're doing a lot of good for people, but sometimes people try to use you and manipulate you to get what they want. You can't focus on what they're doing. You can only focus on what you're giving and make sure you have an agreement that benefits you, even if it's a word of mouth piece, but it's better in writing. Because many people that you help as the one, when they take off and become two, and then you get two one again because two will tell one. I feel like I'm going back when I was learning martial arts and learning how to make vital moves by Kung Dung. One, one, two, one, three, one, four, one, five, and every movement had a different step. And that's what happens for you in the virtual world. Especially if you're a person that has been there trying to figure out, how am I going to make my life work? Volunteer. Become the one that volunteers. And that one volunteerism brings you into the space of another, which becomes two. So that equals two. There's never the power of the one that's 1-1, with the exception of you convincing yourself to participate. So then your 1-1 becomes 1-2 or 1-1-2. I know. Yeah, it's a numbers game I'm working with today, so work with me if you do understand what I'm saying. You know? So, like, for example, in this song, it says, "You are the one." And it's a love song. It's a blessing song. Let's continue to listen. Oh yeah, this is real tune related to my conversation. You're the one. Love upon yourself, love upon your customers. Let them know you care. We're going to roll this song back a little later while we do this show. And remember, it's available on all social media, on all aspects. You can log on Google, You Are The One, or any place that music is played online, check it out. I think in my example, this is sustainable music because the one person who created this tune was the first one. And the person who performed it became the first one and also the second, because that's the relationship that's being built between producer and artist. I'm going to take a minute here to say something to some of my peeps. I just want to reach out to some folks in Gabon, Africa, some folks in Nigeria, Barbados. I heard that there's a lot of changes coming now in the line in terms of Barbados going forward with becoming a republic. So this is another example of the one, the first one, and then the team pulls together, and that's equals two. Now keep in mind that one equaling two does not necessarily mean that it's an individualized scenario. It could very well mean that the two could be a whole world. You versus, or you in conjunction with, or in partnership with, if you will, the rest of the world. Very powerful dynamic. Okay? And as I look at what I did, I was the first one from my family become a broadcaster. I was the first one in my family to be the broadcaster who started an initiative online. The first person in my lineage. And then other people chimed in and told other people. So who was the first person that chimed in that became number two? And did that number two become the first person to tell the first person from what they're saying because no one else knew? And then the word spread. 1-2, 1-2. Huh? It is always important to recognize your value in the space of being the one that wants to bring the change that you want to see. The power of one has always been the merit for the change that you want to see. One person is always a central figure. You went from knowing world history because you had that one teacher that taught you. I'm the one person that started Elevate Entrepreneur program, the one person that lent steam to it, strategic thinking enabling authentic monetization. But the daily event horizon was very vital. Every day as an entrepreneur, as a matter of fact, one of my students in the course said, E.E. Buddy, Tashana. I saw it in the Elevate Entrepreneur 246 room, and I said, this is interesting. So we're going to look into that tonight as a plan of action to see what we're going to do. And then we're going to go ahead and execute it. And you were the first one to do it. And then other people come in. So I'm going to pause here and share with you a little bit about what inspired this show tonight. As I was reflecting the entire week, I started looking at the model for the show, because I'm always connecting the dots on things. And when I thought about this scenario, I said, you know, virtually yours has always been where I was when I started out. Now, even with the newspaper with NN in New York City, I was the first person to call and ask, what is this? And how can I volunteer to help you do what you're doing? And it became an exciting journey. But for this thing in particular that I'm talking about right now, it's important to recognize that this was inspired by the whole notion of letting people know that it's okay for you to be the first one to volunteer to bring the change into your life that you want to see. Because I've been receiving calls and listening to people in major media and local media, community media, and everyone is asking the same question. When is COVID going to end? And I'm saying, let's not look at when it ends. Be the first person to learn how to behave in such a way that you navigate it in such a way that you become immune to its effects. And that's going to require something of you that I want you to look very closely at, because I've been looking at it. And I think that it's correct to say the first thing you need to do is in putting your mask on, you also have to relax your mind and your body. But having a mask on is a difficult journey. I've tried it and I wear it, but I've learned how to adjust my breathing and my strategy for my breathing over years. So I started learning, using my skill set in that area to breathe using the mask. But I'm not going to wear it every day, because I know some people, it affects everyone differently. And I know that as I'm breathing back in the air that's coming out, I know that it will try to slow my body down, because it's producing something that is not a good thing for the body, but you have to look at, well, how can I manage it? But at the same time, you have to learn how to be the first one in your household to learn how to do that, and then teach someone else, which becomes the number two. So one equals two. Because one, use you, to be clear. One equals two means the internal character, which is you, your mindset, and your body. That's one plus one, which is two. Your body, without your mind, you're not there. Doesn't equal two. But your body and mind working as a harmonious portal is one equals two. That's my frame of reference in this conversation, actually. And I think I said it earlier. But I'm excited about the notion of other people understanding that you have to start looking at how you the one can create behaviors that neutralizes the effects on your psyche and on your capacity builders for you. You being the one. I hope that folks are understanding what I'm saying in this particular case. Because it's important. One equals two. One, you are the one that has two frameworks, your mind and your body, to utilize to build critical mass to become two. As soon as you get that first customer, that value takes precedence. Because then that customer is going to go out and create another one, which is the first person they tell about your product and service. And you know what they're going to say? Man, I've never experienced so much great customer service inside a chaotic scenario. That person was nice. We were both wearing masks. And I think that I did a pretty good job taking care of that customer. And then that customer will go back and tell someone else. So these are just a little tidbits that I wanted to share with you and share a little bit of what inspired me to want to do it, because I think it can provide and assist you in providing how I survive and how I remain resilient, because this is the system that I use. And it's a similar system to the step one in my workshop, Elevate Entrepreneur, that helps you to understand you as the first one and what that value aspiration looks like as a product, the individual product. See yourself as that product. You've heard these words over and over again from people. I am a product of this particular company, a product of this family. I'm a product of the 60s. I'm a product of the 50s. I'm a product of being a millennial. All of these things are encapsulated inside that first one between mind and body. And the only thing people see is the one, because they can't see the mind. But they can see what your mind looks like in terms of the evidence of how you behave. So that speaks to causation, or partial causation, if you will. And it's a beautiful thing to go out, discover your value, then look at you. How can you, as a product value, be of assistance to someone else? How can I carve a way forward for me as that first one who can do something? And it happens every day, you know. Every day a business starts, that's the evolution. Every day a business decides that it's going to continue, that's the evolution. Because every day someone is challenged just about some way, shape, or form of how to begin and remain steady. Some people want to quit. And sometimes the values are just right there to say, you know, I'm done. But when you say you're done and you reconstruct what done looks like, then you become the first one to reconstruct the approach you're using. So in everyday life, this simple math construct has sustainable value in your space and in your life. So as we close up, we're going to go back in and we're going to play the song all the way for you so that you can enjoy the actual lyrics without hearing me. And we're going to close out, and I want to thank you for listening. This has been virtually yours, and the topic has been the power of one equaling two, or the power of one equals two. Stay tuned. Keep us on the lock.
Yeah. It's Nitro, Mr. F for hype. Got my girl Rochelle up in there. Yeah. Yeah. Sing that, let's go black. Hey, yo, feeling for that little something. She gives me love, and it's so easy to get me. Yeah. Just to the spell that you do with them. Okay, lay it on me, girl. Baby.
Grace Radio.